You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Aiden Porter, the co-founder and CTO at Frey. That is a modern laundry detergent subscription service. Mr. Porter, a pleasure to have you with us today here on e-commerce radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having me on.
Most definitely, and certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So a good place to start, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and what led you to Frey.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've always been a tech enthusiast. I've been obsessed with e-commerce, web development, business, and pretty much anything to do with data since a very young age, actually. And I got my footing early out of university in England, where I moved with my family, and then back to the U.S., where I joined various companies doing tech-enabled, mostly network administrator and network architect work, and then got into creating development for servers and back-end, and then joined Frey early on with them to grow the company into a tech-enabled CPG.
And certainly appreciate your sharing some of that background. Much appreciated. Now tell us, for those that aren't familiar, who is Frey and what is it that you do?
Sure, absolutely. So we are we like to call ourselves a clothing care company. That's because we are trying to actually disrupt the laundry industry. The thing is that CPG and direct-to-consumer companies are coming in by storm. And it's really because companies like Amazon, Harry's, and Casper, and Native, they've proved that the model of convenience works. So for us, we've realized that laundry, as it is outdated. It's an industry that hasn't been updated for decades, and a lot of the value propositions don't really resonate with people in my age range, which is millennials. I'm 28. And so what we're trying to do is we're creating an experience for people to love and bring the laundry and fragrance and eco industries together to create a company that resonates with our customers in a more personal way. And we hope to do that and make a long-standing impact in this new type of industry. So, I mean, one of the things that also we need to realize as consumers is that we spend a huge amount of our lives, well, pretty much all of our lives, in contact with the chemicals and scents that are used in our detergents. And some of these have not been designed with health and also environmental impact as a priority. So Frey's kind of trying to turn that on its head. And we're trying to put our value propositions first to our customers instead of just the fact that we make laundry.
You certainly got to love this concept. Outstanding. Now, tell us, how is Frey bringing technology into the CPG industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, tech has kind of risen in a huge fashion with social media and the market being grown at the size that it is and the velocity that it is. So what we do is we use pretty much all the social media data points out there to see what our customers love the best about us. And it allows us to iterate constantly on our website and make small pivots so that we provide the best experience to our customer. So doing that in a more literal way, we use A-B testing, and we are constantly changing and shifting the online experience for our consumers to have the best experience possible. One of the things recently we've done is we are trying to change the way that people reorder. So we create this beautiful customer flow and experience that we track and funnel the whole way, and we allow them to order once or get on a subscription. And then we use SMS reordering to have it just as a passive reordering. Because what I've found mostly in my experience is that now with all the subscription industries coming out, people are a little wary of subscriptions. I mean, me myself, I have subscriptions that I don't even know about. So we prefer to actually allow the customer to stay on what we like to call a soft subscription. And we'll text them and let them know if they want their next order, if they want to skip it, or whatever they want to be interested in. We're basically giving a huge amount of flexibility for them to make their own decision. Further in there, we've also kind of tried to change the model of what it is to shop online. So instead of maybe going to a storefront where you can go and choose your product and put it in, we actually suggest the product based on a few questions that you answer, like what scents you prefer, and then we might lead you towards a different scent. So that's a broader aspect. Then if you get down deep into the data points of it, we do a lot of different things.
I like that soft subscription option. That is awesome. Today we're joined by Mr. Aiden Porter, the co-founder and CTO at Frey, that is a modern laundry detergent subscription service, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, looking at social media, Aiden, how has social media pivoted the way companies market themselves? Touch on that from your experience.
Absolutely. So social media has allowed us to, really, really get into depth on what our customers like. So it helps you a lot as a company to market to the right people, of course, and it also helps the customer because they get relevant material marketed towards them. And that's something, as time goes on, everybody, I think, as one myself, would prefer relevant marketed material. So online, we are able to target the people that we believe would like our products most and allow them to come in online and view that. By doing so, it also allows us to see what angles of our product they prefer. We follow up a lot socially online with all of our community to ask them what it is they prefer about our product. And as I said before, the beauty of being an online tech-enabled company is it allows us to make very quick changes to our entire process to do that. And that's all aided by Snapchat, Facebook, and all the different services that are out there nowadays.
Also, if you would, how do you use data to make business decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. So we use funnels. And with the funnels, it allows us to track where our customers drop off, where they lose interest. And it allows us to choose where we put different copy on our website. It allows us to maybe use different tactics to contact them again and ask them what they didn't like about our company, or maybe see where they spent the most amount of time on our website and get in touch with them with materials that they were interested with the most. And in general, really just refine the entire experience so that it is much more fluid for the customer.
Well, Mr. Porter, certainly has been great to have had you with us. I think Frey is doing an outstanding job, and it's impressive to see what you've been able to accomplish over the years. In conclusion, where do you see technology leading industries such as yours?
Well, that's a very, very exciting one for me. I think with some of the companies that we see coming out day to day, I'm hoping one day you will have a completely customized experience for you. So you go to a website from social media or even directly, and it is completely customized to you based off your preferences. I think it's going to drive most retail in the future. And it's the convenience factor of having a direct-to-consumer and online business is going to really push it is going to push retail in our day and age online. So I'm very excited for that because, every day companies are coming out with new and interesting ways to market to everybody.
Certainly exciting times when it comes to technology and marketing, and really appreciate your input there. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details on Frey and even subscribe and take advantage of your offerings?
Thank you, Eric. You can go to livefrey.com. That's LiveFrey.com. And try the new experience of laundry detergent done right today.
Again, Mr. Porter, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly has been our pleasure.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Aiden Porter, the co-founder and CTO at Frey, that is a modern laundry detergent subscription service. And to subscribe today for yours, visit livefrey.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.